I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
We've got an interesting show in store for you this evening. It'll be based on the whole idea of ascension tools, and we'll be talking about the power of positive spin. We're going to be getting into Egyptian healing rods and also a new technique that I recently got from Palladian information related to the Pillar of Light technique. And, of course, everything will be related as well to belief systems. And before we get into that, I'd like to, at this point, give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is, therefore, for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And you should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And to begin the program this evening, I sort of have a pre-prepared 20-minute segment concerning the power of positive spin, because I believe it's a very essential ascension tool and one that is of great asset to me on my spiritual journey. And I'll now ask for the guys in the booth to play that segment. To get tonight's show kind of on the role, I want to spend a little bit of time talking about positive spin. I've been receiving some emails lately, and the questions that have been asked have kind of led me to put together a little bit of a segment for tonight's show concerning positive spin. And for those people out there who are new listeners to ET Yoga, the concept of positive spin that I practice actually came from Bashar. Bashar being an extraterrestrial channeled by Daryl Anka. And I like to think of Bashar's teachings as kind of the big four. And I'll just quickly review those. One is that your outer experience is the result of your beliefs, definitions, emotions, intentions. It's a perfect mirror reflection. The second is about the fact that outer circumstances don't come with built-in meanings. The third is that you can create positive spin on those outer circumstances. And four, that outer circumstances, in a sense, don't matter, only your state of being matters. And I also like to kind of toss in another one that I'll call the big five, and that is that you don't have a belief you don't prefer. So you kind of have to do your homework if you've got some negative beliefs and figure out why you have them, where you got them from. Now, I'd also like to put this little segment around positive spin in a context with some of the most current research done in quantum physics. And for those not familiar with positive spin and placing positive emotional energy onto a situation, I'd like to start off by maybe giving an example here, and then I'll put this into context. Let's say that you are on time to catch your train to go to work. And you arrive right on time, but you just noticed that the train just left. So you have some possible reactions here. One of those could be a very negative reaction, and one of blaming and complaining about the situation. And if you're new to ET Yoga, you might not know that blame and complaint are two of those markers that sort of let you know that you are in a state of victimhood. And let's say that that train leaves and you sit down and everybody that comes by, you just tell them your story about the fact that you were on time and complain about the situation. Now, let's take another scenario. Let's say that you're another person and the same exact thing happened to you. Only thing is, you placed positive spin on it. You said, well, I can't see how anything possibly good can come from this, but I'm going to put a positive emotional spin on this situation, see what happens. Sit down on the park bench or the train bench, and another train comes along about 10 minutes after the other one departed, and off trots an old friend you haven't seen in maybe 20, 25 years. So all of a sudden you made a connection. Something positive came from that situation. And I think the key point here is that what you have done in that circumstance is create a new experience. It's what I like to call reality creation. It's not just having a positive attitude about the old experience. It's actually creating a new experience. And that's the big difference between just having positive attitude and placing positive spin on an outer circumstance. So the formula, as Bashar has taught, is positive emotional spin in and a positive experience will be the result. A negative emotional spin on an outer circumstance will create a negative experience. And this is one of the concepts that for time immemorial on ET Yoga, I've challenged the audience to actually test this out. Like, I don't expect people to just, you know, listen to the show and just kind of take that for granted or try to convince you that this works, because I know it works. And the mind-boggling thing about it is it's like magic. And once you get it, it'll blow your mind. If you haven't tried this technique, I highly recommend it. And one of the ways that you could do that would be to make a log of your experiences, the times that you try this. And what you'll find is that certain circumstances do take longer times to sort themselves out. And certain circumstances, you'll find almost immediate results. And I've been doing this now for years and years, and I've done it hundreds, probably thousands of times, and it's always worked every single time. So once you get it, you get it. It's kind of like riding a bike. So now placing this into some sort of context of kind of like, well, why should this work? Well, let's go back to the first one of the big four of Bashar, in that your outer experience is a result of your thoughts, beliefs, emotions, definitions. And why is that so? Because you must be a frequency match for what you experience. So the old saying, what you put out is what you get back, or the law of attraction, is how the physical universe works. Now, our modern physicists, quantum physicists as well, have actually come up now with the conclusion that the universe is holographic, and that in many circumstances that they've been able to prove, it actually functions much the same as a giant computer. So it's almost like we're in a virtual reality computer hologram that acts as a fractal where the one is all, the all is the one, where every little particle of anything that exists also exists with its connection to the Creator. And thus, we all have creative ability as well in the image of the Creator. And we are, in essence, creating our own versions of reality all the time, because there is no objective, empirical reality. Reality is the experience. There is the idea of a consensus reality that all of us on this planet sort of contribute to, sort of a consensus of a reality. But in point of fact, it's like you are all in our own universe, because we're all experiencing the same thing in multiple ways. And another concept that's I think that everybody could spend a little bit of time imagining is the recent discoveries that actually our physical bodies phase in and out of existence. Now, that's a whopper. So I believe the actual math is 10 to the 44th power times per second, so this is happening really fast. But I like to think of it in a more pleasant way, that sort of like it takes a couple of seconds or so, and kind of imagine that whole concept. Let's see. My body totally phases in and out of existence. Interesting concept. And what does it really go to prove? Well, what it proves, in my way of thinking, is exactly what extraterrestrials have been telling us for about the last 25 years in some of the channeled information, that consciousness does not reside inside the brain. The brain functions inside of our consciousness, and actually our physical bodies are a projection of that consciousness. Similarly, the entire universe is a holographic projection of the mind of God. So this is the kind of information that's, to me, mind-boggling, because even our own scientists are coming up with this. This isn't even extraterrestrial information. This isn't, you know, advanced yogic information. This is just pure science now. And in further analysis of this holographic computer reality program that we're all functioning in, what they've been able to identify is that the energy is clearly consciousness, and that the language of interpretation of any program, including a computer program, or in this case, the hologram, is belief. Thus, what you believe is. And we even have physical proof of that with the concept of the placebo effect. And most people know about the placebo effect in the medical area, where sugar pills are given to people and they're told that they're actually supposed to do certain things, and then they compare them against the other group that had the real pills given to them, etc. And what they find is that those with placebo can actually sometimes outperform prescription drugs or outperform the other groups, etc. And why is that so? Well, clearly, because they believe it. That's it. Belief. But for most people, they just kind of leave it sit at that. Sort of like, oh, well, that's, we know that's true in certain circumstances for some people in the, you know, with them in the medical area. Well, it's not just true in the medical area. It's true in every single area of your life. What you believe is. So, gets us back to the whole concept about belief. What are your beliefs? Where do they come from? How does that exactly function? Well, interesting to note that the way that functions is that your beliefs determine the reality that you perceive, and your beliefs determine your perceptions of reality. you then immediately, automatically, and usually unconsciously interpret your perceptions of reality. That is, you arbitrarily assign, project, and superimpose an interpretation into your perception of reality. You then emotionally react to your interpretation of that reality. And you then have thoughts about this reality, and then based on your emotions and thoughts, you take action. Now, to my way of thinking, that bears a bit of repetition. And for those that are new to ET Yoga, highly recommend sometimes that you have a paper and pencil handy so you can kind of make notes. Of course, the archives of the ET program are also available at BBS Radio. And I do know people, by the way, that either record BBS Radio or have access to the archives. And I think there's a very minimal fee for archive access. But that I know people that actually study these programs, and when they have a lot more time and the ability to really focus on smaller segments of the information at a time, because sometimes there's a lot of information given on ET Yoga, and a lot of it's given fairly rapidly, because that's how I like to do things. So I'm going to repeat that scenario about how the actual experience and the belief process works. First, your beliefs determine the reality that you perceive. Your beliefs determine your perceptions of reality. You then immediately, automatically, and usually unconsciously interpret your perceptions of reality. That is, you arbitrarily assign, project, and superimpose an interpretation into your perception of reality. You then emotionally react to your interpretation of that reality, and you then have thoughts about this reality, and then based on your emotions and thoughts, you take action. That's the process. And with respect to this concept about placing positive emotional spin, relates to another interesting an observation by the extraterrestrials, but a theory, a modern theory that's gaining popularity among many scientists, and that is that there are an infinite number of possibilities that are all happening right here and right now. And, of course, that is the information that Bashar also gives us, that there's an infinite number of parallel realities, holographic in nature, all happening in the now. And thus, our beliefs basically resonate with and create a similar frequency with the types of holographic experiences that we encounter, which we call reality. And the way that positive spin hooks into this is because the circumstance is already upon you, so you're already kind of zeroed things down to the bank of which holograms are going to be played out. For example, let's take the difference between that new car that you might want, or reacting to something that just occurred in your backyard. Well, that's something that just occurred in your backyard. You're pretty much already have chosen that experience. So it's already sort of on your plate. Now, that new car idea might slot in a week, a month, a year, 2 years from now. But you've got the choice right now on your plate about that incident that happened in your backyard. So now you can then place an emotional spin on that situation. The emotional spin that you place on that situation is going to determine your experience of it. And that's how positive spin connects to the holographic universe and connects to the holograms that relate to the emotional spin that you put on that circumstance. So I hope now that that kind of throws some light on the mechanics of exactly how positive spin does, in fact, work. And my suggestion is to keep a log of when you try this technique. So the idea being, especially anything that you would view as negative in your life, make note of it, throw a positive spin on it, and then don't just forget about it. Log the time that you made the emotional positive spin, muster up as much positive emotion, and even say to yourself, I don't see any possible way anything good can come from this, but I just can't wait to find out. And wait to find out. And then when you find out, write it down. And you might think, oh, gee, that was just a coincidence. Well, do it 10 or 15 or 20 times, and you'll soon figure out it's not a coincidence that you are actually shifting to parallel realities all the time. We do it all the time. We're just not aware of it. And we are actually selecting certain holographic programming that already exists. In fact, actually, reality creation is actually not so much reality creation, like you're creating something out of nothing. It's actually creating yourself to be a perfect antenna or a frequency that matches the already existing holograms, because there's an infinite number of them and they're already there. It's just a question of aligning with and then allowing them into your reality. That's really what reality creation is all about. In fact, in another show or two on ET Yoga, I'm going to do a whole show on reality creation with talking about like three different phases of it. But for tonight's program, I wanted to pass on some real specifics here about positive spin. Now, in respect to this whole topic of ascension tools, on the last ET Yoga program, I did mention Egyptian healing rods, and I'd like to give a couple of contact points now for people who would like to study that subject a little bit further. You can go to EgyptianHealingRodsLightworkers.org. That's EgyptianHealingRodsLightworkers.org. And you could also go to YouTube and go to Discover Egyptian Healing Rods by Sri Ramka. That's Discover Egyptian Healing Rods on YouTube. And I've been using the rods for a few years now. Highly recommend them as a tool, both for connecting with higher dimensions, and as well, touching upon a very important aspect of our whole spiritual journey, which is our overall health. Because when we look back into history, as actually the Russian scientists have done, and have discovered some of this ancient knowledge from ancient Egypt, and they've noted that in some of the statues of Ramses, for example, and many of the pharaohs, they were holding these, what they thought were scrolls, but in point of fact, they weren't scrolls. They were the Egyptian healing rods. So these very powerful beings found these to be quite a useful tool to them in their spiritual lives. And there's a very excellent interview with Valery Yuvarov at Project Camelot that actually is about 2 hours into a lot of this research that's been done. And very interesting to note that the rods are energized or are basically conditioned in a 72-foot high pyramid outside of St. Petersburg, Russia. And the rods and the energy of the pyramid, they're based on sacred geometry, and they become synergized, making them powerful healing and transformational tools. And they are cutting-edge technology of the 21st century, rediscovered from ancient Egypt. And the claims are that with regular use of the rods, the blood flow increases, the mind becomes clearer, and vital energy becomes more balanced. A more powerful biofield is created around the body, shielding it from negative energy. And as the body heals, the rods add increased benefit of improved vision, healing, sense of smell, general sensitivity, and enhanced intuition. The immune system becomes strengthened, and all the body systems work at a more optimum level. Mental and psychic abilities such as telepathy, clairvoyance, and connection with the flow of life force are more easily attained with the use of the Egyptian healing rods. The effect of the pyramid on a field structure of any object, regardless of whether it is mineral solution, organic substance, or living creature, causes serious changes within this structure. And such structures seem to be put in order to become more optimal and harmonic. And using these healing rods can be equated to sitting in a pyramid, or I also heard that equivalent to 15 minutes with holding the rods is the same as an hour of acupuncture. And being resonators, the pyramids also appear to be antennae, or a system that transfers energy from one dimension to another. The pyramid, being an antennae and resonator at the same time, is also a retransmitter of particular energetic flows connected with some processes taking place in space. And these rods, together with the pyramid and appropriate preparation, allowed the pharaohs and priests to contact what they called the noosphere and were used for communication with the gods. And recent research has shown that in an area with a concentration of pyramids, seismic activity diminishes. More precisely, instead of one powerful earthquake, there are hundreds of tiny ones. Also in the atmosphere above the pyramids, the state of the ozone layer improves. Additional findings indicate that burial of radioactive waste in pyramids loses its toxic properties. I think that's very relevant in today's world, considering lots of radiation coming over here from Japan, and a nice way to kind of have that issue taken care of, because the toxicity loses its properties. Agricultural seed treated in pyramids results in a 30 to 70% yield increase. Diamonds synthesized from graphite stored 1 week in a pyramid are more pure, hard, and more perfectly shaped than usual. And water stored in pyramids retains its properties for years. And in the Valerie Uvarov interview at Project Camelot, he mentions that the rods were developed partly because of they anticipated a huge increase in cancer in the general population. And he felt that this was largely due to the magnetics of the earth. And the rods were known to, at the time of Egypt, they were only known to a narrow circle of initiates. And the history goes far back to the depths of centuries, and the origin is covered in a thick curtain of mystery. And the distribution of the rods, actually, we feel like they felt that they were living in a crucial time on the eve of a new era. And certainly Russia's leading the way in this spiritual technology. And they believe that the mystery of the rods has been rediscovered on purpose for these times. And further insight from Valerie Uvarov indicates actually amazing results. And Uvarov is head of the Department of UFO Research, Paleosciences, and Paleotechnology of the National Security Academy of Russia. And he discusses the significance of the upcoming pole shift, that this is what they anticipate, or a magnetic shift, and describes the intriguing Russian construction of large pyramids between St. Petersburg and Moscow. And apparently they've built nine of these. And the intention of this fascinating experiment is both to research new approaches for curing cancer and to employ the pyramids as sort of a centering device during the next few years as we move closer to the galactic plane. And Uvarov states that he believes what will take place on planet Earth will critically affect human health. And those ones who now have not good health will be having probably worse health. And he says that they've came to the understanding that it's a key moment, that those people who are developing inner abilities, energetic abilities, clairvoyance, something like this, is very positive. But he also states that that if people do it without proper knowledge, which has been left behind by the ancient Egyptians, that that there are some possible hazards. And like he says, trying to get cosmic energy, well, that's great. But imagine energy is coming into you and it happens. He thinks that's really good. But when you become a bearer of this energy, your own inner biological time is slowing down. So on the one hand, that's okay because you'll feel much more energy inside and your clairvoyance will be opened. This is what we need. But when the phone has started to ring or you need to go back home to do what you should do for your family, you just switched off from this energy vortex. And this has a shock on the immune system. And the new system tries to return back to the normal position. So it speeds up inner time because you have slowed it down. And the immune system immediately starts speeding it up. And speeding up of inner time causes the beginning of some types of cancers. And this is the reason he states that some really well-known teachers like Ida Krishnamurti, Ramana Maharshi, Vivekananda, Shiva Rabinda, Mira Arfai, the mother, actually Madame Blavatskaya, Rerek Kastananda, all of these people, they died of cancer. And one of the instruments which the ancients used for this and to preserve themselves against cancer and to step over the border of death, that was the pyramids and also what are known as the Egyptian healing rods or the wands of Horus. So in essence, these Egyptian healing rods balance your inner clock, and you get a very interesting effect as you cancellate your biological time. And to me, the easiest way to kind of explain the effect of holding the rods is it creates an electrical current in your system. It's like bathing in divine energy, connecting you with interdimensionally, and as well balancing the yin and yang energies. And an amazing, amazing discovery for these times. And the cost of these, well, it varies, but I think you can pick up a pair for about $270. The idea here being that most people might spend $270 for a full tune-up on their car, change your oil, get your new spark plugs and wires, etc. I guess looking at priorities, they might be a little bit pricey, but dollar for dollar, an amazing, amazing tool. And specifically how it relates to health on the planet at this time, to me, just an immense positive effect in this area, especially when you consider all the toxicities that we're exposed to in the water, in the air, in the food, etc., not to mention radiation. To me, Egyptian healing rods are they're just fantastic, and the longer that I have them, the more I appreciate them, and I don't get any kickback on monies for promoting Egyptian healing rods. I just want to pass those on as an interesting ascension tool. Now, another one of those ascension tools, the Pillar of Light, as taught by the Pleiadians. And I really find this to be, again, a very effective technique. For those not familiar with it, basically you can sit in a yogic posture, meditative posture, or sit in a chair comfortably with your back straight. and the idea being to call upon the pillar of light, this coming down from whatever concept you'd like to use, like prime creator or God or center of the galaxy, but you ask and intend for this pillar of light to come through all your chakras, and that includes 12 of them, 5 outside your body, and you feel this energy coming, intend this pillar of light to come down through all your chakras, down through 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, in through your top crown chakra, then down through 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and going all the way down to the center of the earth. Now, before I do that particular technique, I usually internally say to myself, I effortlessly intend to connect a silver-blue cord from my base chakra and have it extend all the way down to the center of the earth and ground me there. And I usually say that 3 times. And this is a very powerful technique. I find that if my head isn't at about a 32-degree angle, that the energy automatically snaps my head into about a 32-degree angle. If you do the technique for about 3 to 5 minutes, you're going to start to feel the energy. You'll feel the light start flowing down through your chakra system. And usually I like to do like a 15 to 20-minute time period, visualizing that with some varying offshoots. And they would be these. I would also visualize a second pillar of light coming down, and as it enters all the chakras, when it enters into the top or the crown chakra, that it enters every cell in my body, every atom, every molecule being filled with the light from the pillar of light. And the third offshoot being that you visualize another beam of light coming down through all the chakras, and when it comes through your top crown chakra, goes to 6, then 5, then 4, the heart chakra, you visualize it going out and projecting out from the heart chakra out to your auric field or your light body, and thus you exist in a sea of light. And to me, this basically creates kind of like in the XYZ that we'll no doubt play it near the end of the program, but it creates a three-pronged approach here, an XYZ axis, so to speak, an X-axis where it's coming down straight through all your chakras, one where it's coming down and then going through all the cells in your body, and a third variant going out into your light body, and you becoming basically visualize yourself as a sea of light. And, of course, as an ascension tool, what we're talking about here is light quotient. I mean, if you talk to, I've heard some channelings by Master Kathumi, for example, that he mentions that the process of ascension basically is when you reach a high enough light quotient, you will naturally ascend. So this is one of the ways that you increase your light quotient. Pleiadians also talk about that doing this in conjunction with the Pleiadian spinning techniques helps make you more of an antenna, receptive to more information, able to digest more information as well, rebundles your DNA, basically kind of like an all-in-one kit, pillar of light. Now, the new twist to this recently picked up from Pleiadian sources is that when you use that grounding cord down to the center of the earth, you can start with then focusing your attention at the center of the earth where you're grounded and see the light swirling in a vortex up through your chakras, then up into your first chakra, and your second and third and fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, 11th, 12th, and outward, up, and then all the way out to the great central sun. So it's actually doing the process in reverse, which I think it's a very powerful technique. I can kind of call it the fourth way, because I kind of gave the other three ways, and here's the fourth way. For those that are Uspensky or Gurdjieff fans, For those that are not familiar, P.D. Uspensky wrote the book In Search of the Miraculous. Came out, I think, about in the 70s sometime, a fabulous book about the Paul's spirituality and the path to enlightenment. And also Gurdjieff was a teacher, actually, in Russia that taught the fourth way. And the fourth way is kind of like a backwards way or a different way. And certainly visualizing the energy not only coming in from Prime Creator and down through all the chakras, but also visualizing the energy from the earth and then going out and then connecting with Prime Creator, another way to do things. So wanted to pass that technique along. I know many of our listeners enjoy that particular concept and that particular technique. Now, with respect to the whole concept of your outer world being a reflection of your beliefs and definitions, intentions, emotions, that is certainly another tool, because that's, as Merlin the magician would say, the starting point into the next dimension. For people who believe that that's just not so, that everything is happening by accident, they're going to be operating definitely in 3D. And not only, I think, is it important to understand that, but also to understand that if you're the one that creates your outer reality, obviously that's a point of power, because another tool here is that that means that you have the ability to change it or make a, create new circumstances or make alterations to existing ones. And another idea there is to definitely take 100% responsibility then for your outer circumstance, so there's nobody to blame. So the beauty of that is it just frees you up from all your past stuff. You don't have to blame that old teacher you had in high school, or you know, all the old garbage that you have that you hang on to, because let's just say you died today and we're looking down on your lifespan, and when you realize from that perspective that you're the one that's creating your experiences, there's nobody to blame. So it's kind of ironic that that which we complain about, we're the creators of. Interesting tool. Also, when you're also trying to do certain reality creations or to create new situations, I've got a couple of tips here for people, because I think the idea is that you can think of outer reality as kind of a mirror image of your beliefs and definitions, or like if you smiled into a mirror, or let's say you didn't smile in a mirror and you frowned. Now you expect the mirror mirror to you, let's say, a smile. Well, it's not going to reflect back to you a smile until you smile. So when you smile or you have a belief, that's when you create the frequency match to the outside, which it will in time manifest. Now, as Bashar would point out, sometimes you may have a new belief and you're trying to manifest something, but nothing seems to change. So you're kind of sitting there with you're putting out the new belief, but the outer circumstances remain the same. Well, if they're remaining the same, the idea is still maintain a different response to the old circumstances, which is your new belief. And if you maintain that long enough in time, yes, it will eventually reflect that belief. Now, when exactly will that happen? Well, it happens when you anchor that into the now. And you must see the reality you prefer as now existing in the moment. And then it will become tangible in your outer reality. And I know that Greg Braden brings up an interesting point that gratitude is a perfect connector between the brain and the heart. And it creates a perfect resonance with the whole concept for reality creation. And if you haven't seen Greg Braden Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes on YouTube, you need to go and check that out, because that's a phenomenal demonstration of how this whole concept works. And in the West, it's considered a miracle, but over there, it's basically now a technology. So there are, you know, there are people that are utilizing reality creation in the medical arena. And the whole idea of basically is that in a hologram, each part of the hologram contains the information for the whole hologram, and the universe is structured holographically, so you are holographic. And each possible version of your reality is also holographic. And you contain within you all possible versions of reality. All holograms are contained within you. And from all these infinite possibilities, you select the version to be experienced with your beliefs, imagination, definitions, and feelings. And your imagination is the archive of all your possible holograms. And by the way, these new technologies that we have in the world today, they're kind of robbing our children and adults of time that should be used utilizing the imagination. And it does this really by keeping you focused on the outer world and in beta wave brain waves. So from this archive now of possibilities, the version that you imagine is your currently selected version of a reality. And then you activate this selected version with your feelings. And the more intense the feelings, the more powerfully you attract this version, and therefore the more quickly it manifests as your tangible reality. And positive feelings obviously activate the positive desired versions, and negative feelings activate the negative undesired versions. And I guess that's also where kind of comes into play, this whole concept of, you know, what you focus on. Don't focus on what you don't want. Focus on what you do want. And your beliefs are the result of what you imagine and then activate with your feelings. And the version with the most intense feelings attracted to it is the version that gets activated. And as an analogy, if your computer screen offers you many choices and all you have to do is click on one of them to select it, then your imagination is the total of all the available choices on the screen. And moving the mouse to the desired choice is like focusing your imagination on one particular version. And then clicking on that choice is like using your feelings to activate your selection. And there is clearly a common misconception at play here that we are taught that seeing is believing, but in other words, what we perceive determines what we believe, but actually the opposite is true. Believing is seeing. Or in other words, what we believe determines what we perceive. So, you know, to me, this is these are all very useful tools with respect to navigating the maze of life or a spiritual journey. And as I've stated on ET Yoga a few times, in my opinion, the yogic adepts, yogic masters were fabulous in presenting their information concerning the whole concept of enlightenment. But in the last, say, 40 years or so, lots of extraterrestrial information has come to light, which has given us, I believe, a lot more tools to work with respect to reality creation and many self-empowering techniques that we can use on a daily basis. And I certainly feel that Bashar is integral in this. A lot of his information, he's been teaching through Daryl now for over 30, 35 years. All the stuff that's in The Secret, that's all Bashar taught that stuff 30 years ago. So for those of us who were clued into him then, it's not that it's new information. It's just that a lot more people are now resonating with the whole concept that thought creates. And more of the population is rising to the point where we start to realize how much control we really have over the outer world or outer circumstance. And it's even been said that although the negatives that think they're in control of things here, they feed on that negative energy. And if all of us meditate every day, putting out positive emotion all the time, it creates such an environment that they can no longer exist. They would choose somewhere else to play their games because they feed on that energy, and it's called LOOSH, L-O-O-S-H, the negative energy produced on the planet that a lot of negative power groups and negative extraterrestrials feed off of. So in kind of summary of tonight's tools for ascension, touched upon a very powerful one, I believe, in that the power of positive spin. I believe the power of positive spin is equally as important as the law of attraction. In fact, it does spill over. They spill into each other. And certainly there's no replacing health once you've lost it. And the Egyptian healing rods are not only fabulous for assisting with health, but also in curing many, many types of ailments, because we're dealing with the energy of the consciousness. And an amazing, powerful tool. This whole concept of the power of belief and the power to be able to do reality creation, these are the things that you want to play with, because like they say, it's kind of like playing with clay. Just play with it and see what you come up with. I know the first times I started playing with clay, I was thinking I was making small dinosaurs or something. It maybe took an hour or so, but eventually things started to kind of come around. And if you play with these ideas, I think you'll find that we're getting lots of really good information, and we just need to apply some of that. And we already know that things like meditation have a huge impact on outer circumstances, and to my way of thinking, the same way that our definitions and beliefs and emotions affect our personal lives, so does the masses with their, they also create their reality, a world reality based on emotions and energy. And at this time, I'd like to recommend that people go to etyoga.com. I appreciate all the support there with respect to getting products. And I'd like to wish everyone my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And we'd like to now close the show by sharing with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation from Bashar.
I'd like to share with you the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. First, you need to get really relaxed, either lying down or sitting comfortably, or even standing up, whatever is the most comfortable for you. I then suggest taking a couple of deep breaths and imagine yourself in your perfect place of peace. You haven't a worry in the world and are just relaxing in your perfect place of peace. Then imagine the following. Around the area of your heart or solar plexus, just behind that area, is a bright ball of white light. It is a packet of energy that is your essence. This star that you feel inside yourself, this ball of light, now grows and grows and grows in intensity and gets stronger and stronger and stronger until it bursts forth as a beam of light, a laser-like beam bursting out of the front of you and stretches as far as you can imagine infinity to be. Stretching, stretching out as a beam of light beyond the solar system, beyond the Milky Way galaxy, and beyond. Going faster and faster and faster all the way to infinity. But it is also elastic, so as it reaches infinity, it slows down and will stop and turn around, and as a solid beam, it will creep back towards you from the far reaches of infinity. Faster and faster and faster and faster and faster until it comes crashing through the center of your body and through you and out your back and all the way to infinity out the back. All the way out, further, further, until it reaches infinity. And it returns, but a little faster now. and faster and faster and faster until it too crashes through you, out the front, all the way to infinity. But it returns even faster now, out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front. Back and forth, 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 back and forth. And out the front and out the back and out the front and out the back and out the front and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And let yourself get used to this idea. And then when it gets right in the middle of your body, it crashes out the left side all the way to infinity and back out the right side all the way to infinity and turns and comes back through the center, out the left side and back out the right side and side to side and side to side and front and back 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 until you get used to the idea. And then you have created an X and Y axis. Now another beam goes crashing through your head up all the way to infinity and turns around and comes crashing back through your head and out the bottom and up and down 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 and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side and up and down and back and forth and side to side. And it begins to build, 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 and builds to build until an infinite number of rays fly out simultaneously to infinity and stay there. You are suspended on beams of light, and you are stabilized at infinity. You hang there for eternity at infinity. Then you start to notice little bits of pulses, symbols, and signals, like a web that you are in the center of. Bits of information coming and going from every dimension and every space and time that exists. Every doorway and every gateway and forms and ideas and messages and communications like a giant matrix. You feel the ebb and flow of the infinite possibilities from every space and time, from front and back and side to side and up and down, clickety-clack, 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 clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. Now send out one large pulse on every line outward and receive one large pulse coming back like a heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. And now you're starting to sense a larger infinite mass mind behind this heartbeat, this pulse. It's like a gigantic awareness, one soul, one mind. You are suspended in the center of eternity. Boom, 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 boom. Now, with every heartbeat, a new breath, a new awareness, a new perspective, a new experience, a new sensation, a new dimension, a new galaxy, forever, forever, new, new, new. And now all the beams expand until you are surrounded in a sea of light that is becoming more transparent until it is like a bubble, but you can still hear it. Boom, 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 boom. You can feel the seed of all that is. And as the blood flows from your own heart, as the seed of the infinite of all that is, on that pulse you are connected from every direction and any direction simultaneously. And every time you remember your heartbeat, you will feel connected to this heartbeat. Be in your perfect place of peace and feel your heartbeat. Now, take a deep breath and feel refreshed, feel loved, and feel energized.